So what exactly is wrong with that intro, Christian, that you can't that you don't like?
How much time do you have?
Yeah. You're so rude,
bitch.
So this is Foul Monkeys episode 135. This is Ricky.
This is Horrorface.
And Christian, or Herb, is out doing some business. But we actually tried to do this 2 days ago, and there's a problem with Leopard and my mixer, so sometimes it doesn't work, sometimes it does. I don't even know if it's working right now.
What,
so.
Are you gay?
So, yeah, so today's Christian's last day here.
Oh, yeah.
Sadsies.
I know, what the hell? It sucks.
So, I didn't get to spend a lot of time with him because, of course, I had to work, and that sucks.
I know.
But, and you spend a lot of time at home.
Are you feeling horny?
I don't know, are you?
Well.
Oh, yeah.
But, so, we just got back from...
what's that place called? Some Italian place.
Yeah, Gorodano's.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
They sell, like, Chicago pizza. Chicago-style pizza, and it was fucking good.
Yeah, the food's good. I can't complain.
I would rather ate at Cheddar's.
Eat at Cheddar's.
I would have rather eaten at Cheddar's.
Very good.
Thanks.
Oh, whatever.
Bitch.
No, it was really good. But no, what's with Cheddar's? So what's so great about it, though?
The fucking bomb. Because it's only one restaurant, and it's the fucking bomb. That's why there was such a wait.
Really? Really?
Really?
Really?
So Cheddar's, they were like, oh, it's a 40-minute wait. I'm like, oh, that's fine. And then Herb and Christian come up and attack me. And
I didn't
fucking,
say that.
They're like fucking gnawing at my fucking thighs trying to eat me.
What?
They're like, we're starving.
What?
Too soon.
My nipples are hard as a rock.
Oh. Did you hear that?
What?
Always do that. I scrape my glasses up against the mic. Up against the mic.
Oh,
I'm
really?
Like...
Just take
because I'm
on.
That close. Because what? I just love.
Can you get your pussy off the table? Really? Really?
My black pussy off the table?
Seriously, really?
He's fine. She's fine.
So what do you want me to do to you?
I want you to fist me.
Oh.
With your 12-inch nails.
Wow.
And please wear a stainless steel cutting glove with that.
I'm all dripping like a Hanukkah candle.
So Christian found this awesome website that
which
we can go to and listen.
Which we can't say because you have to find your own.
Yeah, everyone else will use it.
Seriously.
Ew, I just queef like a big Jewish giraffe.
I want to know what a big Jewish giraffe queefs. Ooh, I was going to say smells like, but sounds like.
Well, both, why not?
Stop being a limp dick.
Stop being a limp dick. So all week, Christian and I... We have had the PNS explosion.
Oh, Jesus,
week.
Yeah, seriously.
I mean, it's been crazy.
Poor, everyone's poor her. Everybody's like suffering from it.
I know.
I was like, what? What
are you My coworkers about? Are like, what the hell are you talking about?
And I'm not even there. I'm just.
Like, I know. So Barb,
oh Barb. God, it's so great.
It's more M&M bars, Barb. Taste the rainbow, Barb.
Taste the rainbow, Barb.
If you guys don't know what we're talking about, you should go to the PNSExplosion.com and take a listen to their show. Or you can get them from iTunes. They're awesome.
Yeah, they're good stuff.
I miss Scott.
Oh, God.
Where's Scott, Barb?
This is hot.
This is Scott.
Yeah, but that's it. I'm done. That sucks. I have to go back to L.A. and live my L.A. life.
Which your Florida life has consisted of eating and sleeping.
Yes, and
masturbating on our couch.
No, in the bathroom.
Oh, bathroom?
Shower tub.
Is that why the tub's kind of stopped up?
No, that's the bleach.
Oh.
Same thing.
It does have a bleach smell.
Yes, it does. That's because I'm Mexican.
Oh. Yes. No.
I'm all hot and sweaty like a gefilte fish.
A what?
Gefilte fish.
What's that?
The fish.
My vagina.
Wow.
So, but yeah, I'm done. The morning.
So, are you ever going to come back? Is it boring?
No, it wasn't boring at all. I didn't know what to expect. So, you know, when I came here, I was like, oh, okay, so this is like a small town. Yay. Okay.
I know. He was surprised we didn't have dirt roads.
I was a little surprised, but then we went to the New York D party, and I was like, oh, there we go. right around the corner.
There's the dirt road.
Right around the corner. Nice.
With all the rednecks. We didn't get to talk about the New Year's Eve party.
So we'll right now.
Yeah, we'll do that right now. So it basically consists of me getting, or both of us getting drunk. And Lou was drunk.
All of us were wasted for her.
Yeah, and we do have pictures, and we'll put them up on the website. Oh, God. No. Christian looks so hot. We were at Whataburger.
Whataburger?
So hot.
A what? Jesus.
And you, yeah, you, well, you already gave me the pictures for the show, or for the, fuck. What
yeah.
the hell am I thinking?
Yeah, you
already gave pictures. Them to me.
Yeah, you should have those already. Because you put them on your other stuff. So
my life journal. Life yes. journal.
God, such drama.
Life journal. Let's talk about life journal.
Let's talk about life journal. Why not?
What do you hate about life journal? Or you want to say who you hate on life journal?
Who I don't like?
Yeah, who you don't like.
It's not that. I don't like dislike somebody on life journal. I just like think it's... My thing is I think it's ridiculous that it's a journal. It's not a blog. So why are people posting it like it's if it's yeah, what yeah, I know. But why is it that people like I don't know, they post shit on there like it's their own blog kind of thing instead of being like an actual journal, like their own life story in there. So that bothers me because that's what it's supposed to be about. It's just become this crazy community of blogs basically, like everything else.
Well, I think it's amazing that you can write what's going on in your life and it's okay for people to comment, but then they